This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. All right, here is a very important metaphor about our financial situation and the collapse that is inevitable. And we'll talk about the Titanic. Now, of course, we all know the Titanic is a story of hubris. You know, people built something too big and it sank. But that's not really what I'm going to get at here. I'm going to talk about the structural engineering of the Titanic and the fact that once it hit the iceberg and it opened up this relatively thin, long gash in the side of the ship, that gash had been opened up above the height of one of the key bulkheads that separated the different sections of the underlying foundation of the ship, which made it inevitable that the ship would sink, because once that had opened up, the water would flow in and it would rise above the internal wall, which didn't go all the way up to the ceiling, and it would flow over the bulkhead separators into the next section, and then that one would fill up and it would overflow that and flow into the next section and so on. The ship was going to sink. And there was no way to reverse it once that gash had opened up. And the gash only had to be, 4 inches in height, even though it was quite long. It was maybe a couple hundred feet long, but it was only a few inches in height. It was the placement of the gap that meant the water was going to rise over those bulkhead separators, which meant that the ship would lose buoyancy. This has to do with the way the ship was engineered and the laws of physics. At the moment that gap opened up, the fate of those passengers was sealed. And yet, most of the passengers continued in a state of denial. They told themselves, oh, this ship can't sink, it's the Titanic. Or they told themselves, oh, don't worry, there are lifeboats, even though there weren't enough. They told themselves all sorts of lies. And you've heard the phrase, rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic, right? Well, that is where we are right now when it comes to debt. So the lockdowns following COVID-19 have torn a gap into the side of the economy. And now that the losses are starting to be experienced, the failed businesses, the homeowners and apartment renters who can't pay rent, can't pay mortgages, the bankruptcies of everybody in the travel industry, the loss of income, the loss of taxes for state revenues, the loss of energy taxes for energy-dependent states like Wyoming and Texas and so on. All of this is water pouring into the Titanic. The ship is going to sink. It is already inevitable. Even at this moment, if we are honest about the engineering, the structural integrity of the financial ecosystem, we can already determine that it will implode. There will be a catastrophic collapse. The system will fail. It will collapse, just as sure as the Titanic went down. It's just that it will take time because the water is flowing in. It has to fill up one section first, and then it has to spill over into the next section. But that's the same thing as with the economy. It's like first are the retail bankruptcies, and then those bankruptcies spill over into the commercial real estate owners, and those bankruptcies spill over into the investors, and those bankruptcies spill over into the banks, and then the bankruptcies spill over into central banks and national economies and so on, and governments. It's just going from bulkhead to bulkhead, so to speak, sinking the Titanic economy. You see, debt, free money, which is what debt is in essence, the money printing from the Federal Reserve, it allows you to think that you're sailing on a luxury cruise ship that's impervious to reality. And there's nothing like free money making you believe that you're above any failure. When money is free or easy to come by, and loans are cheap, if not nearly free, then everybody thinks that they're living in a time of economic abundance. It's easy to get money, easy to make money, easy to make money in stocks, easy to invest money and get incredible returns. Why? Because there's money being pumped into the system. They built a giant Titanic. But structurally, underneath all of that, they did not create the bulkheads to separate the sections that would fail. In fact, rather than that, we now have an interconnected system where failures will ripple from bank to bank, from sector to sector, from lower tiers of the economy to upper tiers, from retail to investments, just across the board. It's going to flood over the walls and it's going to sink the whole system, precisely because we don't have the firewalls that are necessary to stop that from happening. Some of that has to do with the ending of the Glass-Steagall Act, which I think took place in 1998 or something around that time. It was during the Clinton administration. And the Glass-Steagall Act was, of course, a firewall between retail banks, or I should say between the retail operations of banks versus the investment operations or the speculative operations. Glass-Steagall kept banks sane so that banks didn't use customer deposits to gamble like hedge funds. But that limited the amount of money that bankers could make, especially when loans were cheap, and i.e. money is cheap because of easy money printing. And so they lobbied President Clinton, who, like every president, has been all in with the banks. And Clinton, through Congress, repealed the Glass-Steagall Act. Well, that allowed banks to get into speculative finance, turned banks into casinos, but they're gambling not with their own money, but with your money. And that's the way banks have been ever since. And that's how we ended up with things like the subprime mortgage fiasco, using CDOs and synthetic CDOs and all kinds of financial nonsense that banks came up with to package total junk and give it a AAA credit rating and sell it to other sucker banks who didn't know what they were buying, or sell it to institutional investors in many cases, like, oh, I don't know, the City of Detroit pension fund. You know, people think they're going to get their pensions. They're in for a rude awakening. If you have a pension that where you think you're owed money by any government, any city, any federal agency, you're living in a dream world if you think you're going to get that money. It's going to end. It's going to end in some places faster than others, like, California, CalPERS, and that whole system there, that's going to go bankrupt very, very soon. But make no mistake, we are all on the Titanic. You know, we're in different rooms on the Titanic. Some of us are in the below sea level steerage rooms, whatever. Some of us are on the regular rooms, and then there are a few elitists that are in the luxury suites up high. But we're all going down because the ship is sinking. This economy is going down. And the only lifeboat from this, to continue the metaphor, the lifeboat, guess what it is? It's something that's very heavy and would make you sink if you carried a lot of it. It is gold. It'll make you sink in the ocean, but it'll make you fly in a world of economic collapse. Gold is your lifeboat. And you could say that silver is your life vest. And maybe owning a piece of farmland somewhere in rural America, that would be your rowboat, you know, your lifeboat to row away from the ship. And if you have a piece of land, that might be, I don't know, spare supplies like food or drinkable water or something that's in your boat, you know? But if you don't have gold, you don't really have a lifeboat plan. If you don't have gold or silver or land, you will be left with nothing when this Titanic system goes down. And the flooding has already begun. The damage to the hull is already done. You can see it. It's in the statistics. It's right out in the open, actually. It's a gaping wound to the economy that you're seeing with the unemployment rates, the business bankruptcies, the corporate debt, the massive money printing trillions of dollars, which is basically like running sump pumps on the Titanic, trying to pump the water out quickly with massive Fed money printing, but they can't keep up because the damage and the debts are rising faster than they can try to pump liquidity into the system, you see. So yeah, the Titanic is going down and we're all on it. That's the thing. None of us are off the ship unless you're completely outside the Western system of money and banking and finance, which virtually no one is unless you live in, I don't know, North Korea or something. Well, I guess Russia. Yeah, a lot of Russians don't have anything to do with the Western system. Russia will actually be better insulated against all this than most other countries, including China. Russia's actually been thinking ahead about this, and they've put in firewalls. But Western nations, the collapse is going to be, it's going to be epic. So look, my advice, obviously, is, number one, just realize that you're on the Titanic. Secondly, the Titanic has taken a massive structural damage. The water's flowing in, and there's nothing that can be done now to turn this around. The ship is going down. Do you have a lifeboat? Do you have a life vest? And forget about trying to wake up everybody else on the Titanic. They're too busy drinking wine and partying down in their ballroom gowns. They think everything's awesome, and they think you're a loon for having an escape plan. But in truth, they are the ones that are in deep, deep trouble. They're going to go down, and there's nothing that can save them. Because by the time they realize they need a life jacket, there will be no more, and it will be too late. So I do have a new free audiobook that you can download for free. It's coming out shortly. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide, that teaches you how to survive all this financially, food supplies, relocation, bugging out, firearms, self-defense, perimeter defense, everything. I'm really happy that I was able to put this thing together. It took me a couple of weeks. But it's a 9-hour audiobook, basically a series of lectures with a transcript and a PDF file that you can download. It's got pictures in it, kind of showing the things I'm talking about. It's all free. It'll go out free to everybody who's subscribed to the Natural News email newsletter, which is also free. So subscribe now or subscribe later, whatever you want. Again, it's free, top right-hand corner of the naturalnews.com website, and you can get the free download. And maybe you and I will meet one day as we escape the Titanic. Maybe we'll be in the same life raft. How about that? Or we'll share a lifeboat or share a life jacket. But we, sadly, a lot of people are going to expire. They're going to sink into the depths of the cold Atlantic, economically speaking. And we can't save them. We're really past that. Trust me. We're long past that. Don't try to save everybody now. You need to make sure that you can make it, because it's too late for those who won't listen. They are rearranging the deck chairs. All right. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com.